And one of the founding members is Clara Bingham, a middle school teacher from Joyful Union Congregation Middle School in Bellflower, California. And the idea behind the organization is to return people to thinking more seriously about public and private education, socialized education, as opposed to homeschooling. It's not an anti-homeschooling movement, Ms. Bingham?
No, Philly, it's not. And first of all, thank you for having me on your program.
You're welcome, and we're very happy to have you.
Teachers for socialized education are concerned teachers, middle school teachers, high school teachers, as well as teachers at the elementary level. Our primary concern is that homeschooling has deprived the education system the opportunity to socialize young people, and it has made a statement, I think, that is insulting to all teachers, and that is that people, particularly mothers, would rather homeschool their children than have them educated by professionals such as myself and the other teachers that I am associated with in this organization. We have responded to that with a campaign of civil disobedience, and we've responded to it on a one-on-one level with this campaign of civil disobedience.
If I understand your organization's goal or your organization's mission statement, you were brought together because you feel that homeschooling is an insult to professional teachers.
That is a very large factor. It's a very large component to why our organization exists, yes. We are worried that young people are not being educated in a socialized atmosphere. That's true. But I cannot help, and other teachers cannot help, but feeling as well, that homeschooling a child is telling every teacher in America at the professional level that you are ill-equipped, that you are unable, that you have failed, and that we think we're better than you as teachers. Now, understand, Phil, that this is a bunch of housewives, basically, who feel they are better at teaching their children than we are.
Well, they're mothers who are concerned, and a lot of them may be very well-educated women. Would you not agree with that?
Well, they might be well-educated. They might have their associate arts degree. They might even have watched enough soap operas in college to get their bachelor's degree. But are they professional teachers? The answer to that question is no. And they have said that we prefer this sort of little house on the prairie atmosphere, this Wagons West idea, this little red schoolhouse idea, to professional teachers. I find that insulting, and I found it infuriating. And I wanted to funnel my energy in a very positive way. And that's why we founded this, a campaign of civil disobedience.
Give me an example. I know that there was an altercation you had at a recent fundraiser for a new library in Bellflower.
That sale took place at funding for the new Hauser School. It was not a library, it's actually a research center.
Okay.
I was there with my husband, Pastor William Rennick, and we were talking with another couple about our recent trip to the Holy Land. We had done a whirlwind trip to Jerusalem and to All Points East. And that's when I heard snippets of what this woman was saying.
And what you heard was what?
I was listening to the woman's conversation, and I heard, you know, blah, 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 and then I heard her say, well, I homeschool my children. Now, that I noticed that right away, and I told my husband, that's when I said to my husband, that's the fourth time that I've heard this cow, and I don't mean to say cow, but I've heard this cow say four times, she homeschools your children.
Okay.
So,
is that when you confronted her?
No, I did not confront her. It was an act of civil disobedience against a practice that is an insult to all teachers. And the fact that these mothers have pretty much had their way saying that they homeschool their children to everybody, and people are supposed to, you know, bow down to them or go, oh, gee, that's really great.
Well, what did you do in terms of this campaign?
Thank you, Phil. I walked over to her, and I said to her directly, that this is an act of civil disobedience in protest to you, and I think I used the word mooing, and I didn't mean that as an insult, but obviously I can understand how it was taken that way, about you going on about how you homeschool your children, And then I threw my drink in her face. And
oh, boy.
Well, let me tell you why, Phil. Many mothers have, with impudence for several years, gone on and on. And they've been allowed to go on and on about how they homeschool their children. But what does that mean? It means I think the teachers we have today are so bad. I am so cheap. And I won't vote for money for better schools, but I'll keep my children home and teach them myself. And, of course, they don't want to talk about the neurotic attachment they have to their children. And
so you tossed a drink in her face.
That is civil disobedience, yes. And
what other acts, in other words, what about changing legislation or anything?
No, well, the other things we have done, I took a woman's purse and threw it into a swimming pool. You have to do it one-on-one. And you have to do it in a way that affects them one-on-one. Changing legislation isn't going to do it. I have spilled hot black coffee down the front of some of these women. They insult me. I insult them.
All right, Clara Bingham joins us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Ms. Bingham is talking about homeschooling children. She's a professional teacher, teaches at the private school level. And but you, this is not about private or public. This is about what you call socialized.
Yes, Phil. What we mean by socialized is that we are talking about children that are taught in the healthy environment of being with other children, exposed to other children. When you homeschool a child, you neurotically attach that child to you. There is a tendency for the child to become very neurotically attached to the mother. There is a neurotic dynamic that takes place. It can be social, it can be socioeconomic, it can be psychosexual. But we think it's very unhealthy for a child from the time they are born until the time literally that they leave home to depend on the mother to such an extent that they not only need the mother to cook their meals and to take them places, but to even teach them. And so we are very frightened of a psychosexual or neurotic attachment. And the only way to battle this is through the civil disobedience of, you can refer to them, I've said to them, for instance, hello, are you Mrs. Michael Landon? And what I mean by...
What does that mean?
In other words, are you married a man on a little house in the prairie? You know, where's your gingham dress? And because they think it's a little house on the prairie time. They think it's a little red schoolhouse. And that people actually got an education back then. I have to remind them that those were the days of scarlet fever. Those were the days of diphtheria. Those are the days when it was reading, writing, arithmetic, where we have other things today that we have to worry about. And not only that, let's face it, those are back in the days when you could tie a black man to the back of a mule, whip the mules behind for fun, sit on your porch, eat milk duds, and watch that man get towed all around the yard.
I understand. 1-800-449-8686. You don't think there's anything racist in this, do you?
I often wonder myself. First of all, homeschooling is primarily done by white women ages 25 to 35 to 40. They vote Republican. They tend to wear gingham. They tend to drive Windstar vans. They have a very high percentage of frigidity, and I don't mean to...
Well, what has that got to do with anything?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with it, Phil, because, again, we find the neurotic attachment to their children to the point where they need to homeschool them as having a psychosexual... some kind of a psychosexual connection. So they tend to be white women, ages 25 to 40. They wear a high percentage of gingham. They drive Windstar Mercury vans. They are Caucasian, Anglo, Anglo-Saxon, Anglo-Asian. A lot of them are Anglo or Scandinavian African. And some are Scandinavian Filipino. We also find that there's a high percentage of these women who are, as I say, terminally frigid. So it's very...
You find this disturbing.
I find it very disturbing, yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Tony. Tony, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, good evening, sir. It's a pleasure to get on and be able to speak to this misguided woman. The quality of product that is produced...
Are you a teacher?
I'm a certified instructor And I can tell you, madam, I would love to sit and debate things with you all day long.
You're a certified
about this
instructor.
In particular. You're absolutely misguided.
Are you a swimming
and
instructor?
Stereotypical.
What do you mean by
and
instructor?
Stereotyping.
A swimming
stereotyping
instructor?
the females that want to keep their children involved.
This man believes that he can talk to me because he teaches swimming. What does that have to do with anything?
Madam, you are absurd. You are
absolutely
Well, why
did you say you're an instructor? Are you a teacher or are you an instructor?
I instruct and I do teach.
What do you mean by instruct?
I instruct military and law enforcement courses all over the planet. I cannot believe that you are so naive.
Well, this has nothing to do with teaching at the high school level.
Madam, I cannot believe that you are that naive that you would think the product that comes from the school today is a direct result of the teachers and their misguided
rubbish. Well, you happen to be a product
rubbish.
Of that. And I can see where you're right in your
absolutely,
case.
Absolutely
yeah.
not, madam.
And
I was not.
Case.
I was not educated in the United States. I was educated in a foreign country. When my parents and I immigrated here,
I can tell.
I'm quite sure
yes,
you can
I
because
can tell
I see.
Were you educated in Puerto Rico? Where were you educated?
No, madam.
Well, what
I
does
am
that
a
mean?
Scottish
was he educated?
American immigrant. This Mr. Henry. This guest.
Well, let me just ask this. This gentleman. You. What do you mean, Puerto Rico?
Well, if he wasn't educated in the United States, he has an American accent, so I'm assuming it was an American territory.
Well, Mr. Henry?
Yes.
I was born and raised in Scotland, immigrated to the United States with my parents.
Well, he doesn't want to talk to me. Do you not want to talk to me directly because I'm black?
It's got absolutely nothing to do with your skin color, madam. I have no idea. Why would you bring up your skin color on a radio?
Because you're not talking to the black woman. You're talking to the other white man.
I do. I have absolutely no prejudice in my body.
Two white men having a little conversation about the little black girl.
Madam,
Will you stop jumping to conclusions? Let this man finish.
Well, the man is not saying anything.
Mr. Henry,
swimming instructor.
I appreciate the opportunity.
He didn't say he's a swimming instructor. Look, I tell you what, Tony, hold on. You're going to have the last word here when we come out of our break.
I kind of doubt it.
The gentleman is... Well, what you say you're an instructor. Did you teach ballet? I mean, if you're a...
Hold on for just a second. 1-800-449-8686. If you homeschool your kids, are you basically saying to the teachers of America, you know, you're a failure, you suck? And should the teachers take that as the insult that it is and respond with what Ms. Bingham calls civil disobedience? She threw a drink into the face of a woman who was talking about homeschooling her kids. 1-800-449-8686. Are we on the verge of a teacher-driven apocalypse? This is the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, Mr. Henry.
Yes.
Obviously, Ms. Bingham has absolutely missed the boat, and she is exactly a product of why I won't have my children go to a public school. She does not respect anyone. She doesn't respect herself.
Well, I don't respect people who don't respect me.
Madam, you don't even respect yourself. You won't allow anyone to ever finish a conversation. And well, I'd appreciate if you turn that rubbish in the background down.
See, everything you say has to do with me being a jungle bunny, listening to rubbish, and all of this.
It's got absolutely nothing. We're discussing homeschooling children. Why would you make this a race issue?
Obviously, the
reason that you want to jump and play the black card right now, lady, is because you're not equipped to defend your argument.
Well, I can defend
my
argument.
That's your problem.
But you're the one yelling.
You got a little issue going on here.
You're yelling.
Because you have a little issue going on.
Don't yell at me.
You can't have a conversation with someone without interrupting them.
Don't yell at a black woman.
Wait a minute.
I don't care if you're a black woman. Well, this is not about your race. This is about schooling children. It's not about your stinking race. You've got to pull your head out of your you-know-what and understand and produce a better quality student.
You put out kids that
can't even read and write.
I
don't want to send my child to be educated by you.
Hold on, Tony. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Here's a tightwad Scotsman who come over here and starts insulting our educational system because he keeps all of his money under his kilt. Isn't that right?
No, madam. Now, I'm actually a taxpaying U.S. citizen. I live here. I've got family here.
Yeah, but everybody knows the Scotch are tight. Everyone knows.
Oh, no. We're not tight.
Tightwad.
Hey, listen. Yeah. You, Listen, I come from a nation of less than 6 million people, and what our acts have done directly affect every single person in the world daily. Go turn on a light switch.
I don't think that's
a Scottish invention.
No, it's
go
not.
Get
the black man did that.
Drive on the highway.
No, black people
Mac
did that. No, black people. Black people invented that. And the fact that you are trying
to... Black people didn't invent that, for God's sake, lady. No wonder I wouldn't send my child to school by you.
Are you trying to tell me that Scotsman invented the car? Is that what you're trying to say?
Henry Ford, no, I'm talking about the tires, macadam rubber, India rubber tire company. You drive on the tarmac surface.
You know where India is,
lady.
It ain't Scotland.
God. Lady, you don't know what you're talking about.
You know, you are the biggest
idiot.
Madam,
you are absolutely...
You are so
stupid. Lady, we got a term for somebody like
you.
You know, I got a... Stupid.
It's called the N-word.
Felony stupid.
No,
I cannot believe.
I can tell you're educated in Scotland because you've got that drunken slur about you.
I'm enjoying this.
Are you really enjoying this?
I've had a good belly laugh in a while.
You're so stupid, you probably believe in the Loch Ness Monster, don't you?
Plesiosaurus, madam.
What's that?
So pull your head out of your research.
I think you believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
I bet you believe in the government cheese, don't you?
Yeah, there goes his racism again, Mr.
Why
do you call that racist?
Government cheese was something that had to do with poor people and black people.
Oh,
and so here comes a man from a white country thinking that he's going to push his weight around in my country. My family been here generations.
Okay.
His tight Scottish ass has been here for, 30 years?
All right, let's watch the language, please.
Yes.
I'm loving this.
You exposed me to something that I'm glad I never have to deal with. Felony stupid woman who can't even carry on a conversation without playing a little race issue because she's lost control of the facts.
Well, you haven't presented one fact.
All
you said to me is that your children were homeschooled, but you didn't tell me whether they're stupid or not. Are they stupid?
Madam,
are your children dumb?
Listen, you've got to
All I want to know is,
here.
Are your children...
You're upset because they don't want to send their children there.
Are your children as dumb as you?
Madam, you don't want to... You know, the people that don't want to send... Why are you so upset about it?
Because they can't
do a better job than you.
Did you homeschool your children, sir?
My children aren't ready to go to school yet, but they will be taught in a government...
Can they count?
Hey, listen. Listen, I'll bet you.
Let me ask you, can you count to 10?
All right, what is this? All you've been doing here for 10 minutes is bait this guy.
I can count to 10 in numerous ways.
I wouldn't date this guy.
I didn't say date him, I said bait him.
I only hope that when Tony's children get to be 18 and it turned out in the world, they can write their own name.
Oh, my God.
All right, Tony, thank you.
Do your children know what the heck was, guys?
This woman is so...
You know, when you teach your children how to speak, these are the first words, tightwad Scotsman. Can they say that?
Well, hey, you know what? She'll know that, too. And you know what, madam? I hope you have a wonderful life, and I hope you enjoy yourself in your limited career as an educator.
Wear some underwear.
We like to hang loose in the breeze.
Yeah, I bet
all
you
right.
do.
Hey, Mr. Henry.
In school yards, too. No wonder you don't
Thanks
like
very much.
School.
Bye-bye.
You don't want no kids seeing that.
Boy, that was the stupidest conversation I've ever heard.
Mr. Henry, I have had to deal with that kind of bigot all of my life.
You're the one that brought the race thing up. He didn't...
The man started talking to you, Mr. Henry, and he didn't want to talk to me.
But you thought that was about race? He was angry at your point of view, obviously. You know,
well, of course he's going to be angry at my point of view. He's not even from here. He comes from another country.
He said he was born in Scotland, raised here. Part of an organization called Teachers for Socialized Education. You're an anti-homeschool organization, correct?
Phil, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. I don't think we are anti-homeschooling. We are anti-mothers who have spent most of their days at Starbucks asking how they make the Tai Chi, who all of a sudden say, well, I think I'll homeschool my children because I don't want to send them to a middle school or private school where there is a high percentage of Negroid people teaching and attending.
You're continually introducing race, and I'm wondering what your basis here is. Is there actual basis in fact for this? Have you received letters?
Phil, this is an instinct based upon 35 years as a teacher. And the other idea that because of this conservative trend in America, you've got an awful lot of young, burgeoning Republican white women who imagine themselves the wives of Michael Landon out on a prairie. You know, and they want to have a little red schoolhouse. And I just think those days are gone. We need to support our public and private education. We need to socialize our children so they don't become sexually attracted to their mothers. And
Is there evidence of this?
I think the dynamic is there. I think you can talk to any professional who recognizes that being tied to your mother that way can become extremely psychosexual for a burgeoning boy.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I got to tell you, I know many couples who have homeschooled kids. I've never heard of any problems like that. In fact, one of my friends homeschooled her kids. Her and her husband now sent the boy off to West Point. He is now a member of the 101st Airborne out of Fort Bragg. He's in Iraq.
Well, I don't know that that's necessarily right. So you're saying the boy learned to become a killer. Is that what you're...
No, I'm not. Boy, you... Now, see, your politics are entering into this. The kid is a West Point graduate, went on to the airborne school at Fort Bragg, and is serving with the U.S. Army in northern Iraq.
I don't know that that's a recommendation. I don't know that a boy who's homeschooled and then has a taste for blood in his mouth, I don't know how you know, what that tie-in is.
I think it's pretty twisted to think that a soldier has a taste for blood in his mouth.
Well, that's what the boy, he went from homeschooling to going over to Iraq and greasing up on Haji. I don't...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Marilyn, go ahead.
Hi. I teach here in Florida. Before that, I've taught in the public school system in both New York and in Maryland. I've had many, many parents who have homeschooled their children and have eventually put their children either into our school system or have put their children into social arenas where they can meet other children.
What about what I was saying?
What are you saying? I find
I'm listening to you going on about your career. That's very interesting.
Well,
she's giving us some credentials.
Then that would infer that you are actually listening to what the other people are saying, because I think that many of the people that have called in that have said something about a child who have done things, who, for example, going to West Point, a child in public school aspiring to becoming student at West Point.
Can we get to the point?
Is someone who is very, very focused.
Are we getting to the point?
What does that mean?
A student who is very, very focused, who knows what their goal is, does that infer that they are not being taught properly?
Well, I think that any child that's homeschooled and then goes out and wants to grease up on Haji, see?
This has nothing to do with Haji. This has to do with having a goal and being able to work within a unit of other people, being a cooperative learner. That has nothing to do with Haji.
You and I have spent our lives teaching children in a socialized atmosphere with other children.
Well,
being in a
public school, having children work in cooperative units is part of their learning.
Yes,
whether
but
or not
how can you allow
you
a mother,
what,
some woman
whether
that wants
or not
to wear gingham,
what they are doing is focused in the same area as you believe has to do with your belief, but not whether or not the child is doing a good job at following
the gingham
what they want to do.
I'm trying to say,
teacher,
Mr. Henry, the gingham wearer is taking children away
from truly
her.
A teacher,
what is a gingham
and you
wearer?
Believe in a that a child is doing a good job and that they're following what they want to do, then you are a good teacher. But if they're following what you want to do, you are not.
Marilyn,
being
I have
a teacher,
to say, I gotta
you're
say,
asking people,
at a
people to follow
conference,
what you want
you
them to do.
You must be a barrel of laughs at a parent-teacher conference. You must be a real... you must keep the ball rolling.
For 17 years,
real good.
I've been doing this, and I have there's nobody who has been complaining about it.
No, they just take their children out of the school and homeschool them. Come on!
Absolutely
they, don't you
wrong,
understand
ma'am.
What's going on out there? They're taking the
ma'am,
children, and they are...
Believe
the
me.
Gingham wearers and the wheelchair van drivers are taking the children. They're
obviously,
taking them
you don't want
to
hear what
attaching them to
say.
In a psychosexual manner. To the
would you stop? What is that, a psychosexual?
What are you talking about? What does sexual have to do with
anything? These women don't want to let go of their children. They don't want to let go of their children.
That is absolutely wrong.
You know
what
it, and I know it.
What you're saying is ridiculous.
You know it, and I know it. You don't want to say it on the radio because you want to be a good public school teacher.
What you're saying is absolutely wrong. It has nothing to do with sexual or anything else.
They've got their sons getting hung up.
Women or men. There are just as many fathers that believe in homeschooling a child as women. Yep. You are turning this around.
Can I ask you a question then? How do you respond to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, New York City Police, and the District Attorney for the Southern District of the United States in criminal proceedings? They had arrested, I don't know, anywhere, Phil, in the last 10 years, 3,000 people that they qualify as what is called a level 2 sexual offender. Now, these are individuals that were homeschooled. 90% of them, people engaged in such acts as underwear sniffing.
I guarantee you that
underwear
those numbers
sniffing
do not include people
wait a
that
minute
have graduated.
Underwear
and have,
sniffing?
That have, that
do you
have
understand what I'm saying? Breaking into a woman's home and going through her drawers and sniffing the crotch of her underwear.
You obviously are talking
are
about
you telling me this
something
is,
quite different than
is
homeschooling,
this,
ma'am.
This is part of the New York City Police?
Police rep. No, these are all homeschooled children. Crotch sniffers. And that
please.
The kind
I think
of
you should check these numbers.
I'll tell you what.
Oh,
would you
please.
Like, would you like the numbers of the people I spoke with?
You know what? I think you should check your references.
Darling, I have my references. You have none. And that's
you
what
should,
we're talking about.
You should
about
definitely check
you
your
have
references.
None.
All right. Thank you, Marilyn. 1-800-449. Just because a limited sample of individuals involved in sexual offenses were homeschooled doesn't mean that homeschooling leads to this. This is the kind of reverse statistical analysis that drives this country crazy, and everybody uses statistics to their own ends, and that's what you're doing.
Mr. Henry, I spoke to no less than 3 FBI agents about this. And
their conclusion was that homeschooled kids go into sexual perversion?
I am telling you what the numbers told me and what the numbers told these law enforcement officers.
1-800-449-8686. William, go ahead.
How you doing?
Fine.
All right. I think her analysis of the whole situation is kind of like upside down.
Okay, William, I'm going to hang up on you if you don't turn that radio down, which you were told to do once before.
Yeah, nobody told me about that.
Talk to the brother like that.
Turn the radio down, please.
Okay.
All the way down. In fact, turn it off.
Turn it off.
Okay, go
turn
ahead.
Okay.
You talking to a brother like that?
I'm talking to a brother like what? I asked the gentleman to turn his radio down.
All right, nobody notified me about that in the beginning. Ma'am, I think that your comments are like in outer space somewhere. It makes no sense whatsoever what you're saying.
Were you homeschooled?
No, I wasn't. I was not homeschooled, and you know why? My mother had to work a 3 to 11 job, okay, to take care of 3 children. All
3
right?
in the morning till 11 in the morning?
No. 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., okay?
3 p.m. to 11 p.m.
And another job.
I'm trying to figure that out.
And another job from 7 to about 2 o'clock, okay? The time that I was at school, all right?
7 to...
Yeah, 7
right,
to
so
2 o'clock.
So she worked basically from 7 a.m. till 11 a.m.?
Yes, ma'am, she
all right,
did.
2 8-hour jobs.
Yes, okay?
All right.
Now, if...
So why weren't you homeschooled?
Why wasn't I homeschooled?
Yes.
Because she was at work. There was no way that...
Well, when
she
was off, no, but when she was off of work.
When she was off of work, yeah. I don't remember too many of those days of her being off of work.
Well, she wasn't working every hour of the day, correct?
She wasn't working every hour of the day, but I couldn't be homeschooled from 11 o'clock at night to 6 a.m. in the morning, could I? Is that correct?
Is that what you're saying to me? That's when you were awake?
No, he's saying
that she woke... Hold on for a minute. He's saying that...
Hold on, I got bingo. Where's the man?
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
We call them gingham wearers because they have in their minds this idea that it's 1881, that their husband's out killing a moose or a deer, and that they're back at the Little Red Schoolhouse with the children, and that Michael Landon's going to show up with Merlin. I'm sorry. Yeah, I just had to give some money over to you. I'm getting a French dip sandwich.
Okay.
But the gingham wearer is an individual who... He just thinks that Merlin Olsen's going to show up and say, you know, hey, what's up, you know. and everything. She can teach her children everything they need to know, just standing there in a gingham dress with that look on her face like, if I do fart, it smells like patchouli. And I resent that.
All right, let me go back to William. William, go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
She's, you know, from what I hear, about 50 years ago, when people, when women stayed home with their children and took care of their children, there wasn't as much crime as there is now in 2005. You know, it's sort of like schools are a breeding ground for, you know, rapists, murderers, you know, your common homosexual. There's no type of discipline in the public school system right now as it stands.
Yes, but if you homeschool a child, he becomes, in almost a bestial sense, attracted to his own mother.
What is that about?
I mean, you're not encouraging that, are you?
Where did you get this from? Where are you getting your opinions from?
It's common sense. It's common sense that if a child is...
How is that common sense?
So if a child...
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, what's that common sense? I mean, there's... I just told you about my friend Steve and Patty. They homeschooled their kids. Their eldest son went to West Point. Kids, you know, a normal guy...
Well, Phil, it stands to reason that if a young boy spends all of his waking time with his mother and isn't allowed to be around any other human being, when he becomes an adolescent and becomes pubescent, and the only... Pardon me for putting it this way, but the only pair he gets a look at every day are moms.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying, right, William?
I mean, what you're saying makes no sense whatsoever. I'm going to tell you this, okay?
How is that doesn't make sense?
I'm going to tell you like this, okay?
And I'm black, you know.
I'm black too. Okay.
Right. And you heard what that white man tried to do, didn't you?
I understand that, but let me tell you something. Okay.
Talking about cheese eating.
Let me tell you something. What is taught in the public school system right now? Okay, as it stands. Okay, you grow up learning that George Washington never told a lie. Christopher Columbus discovered America. Correct. Okay.
He did.
Abraham Lincoln. Listen. Abraham Lincoln freed some slaves.
Yes,
okay?
He did.
Okay, these are all outright lies, okay?
No, that's not a lie. Are you crazy? Exactly. Abraham Lincoln freed the slave. If it wasn't for Abraham Lincoln, you and my ass would be still shagging cotton for a white man. Are you crazy?
Go and look at the Lincoln-Douglas debates, and Abraham Lincoln freed some slaves for the sake of the Union.
Well, he still freed them.
Yourself.
He still freed them, didn't he? Didn't he free them?
Excuse me?
Didn't he still free him up?
Free them from what? Wait a second, brother.
You said he didn't free him. Now you're saying freedom from what?
What did he free us for?
You were homeschooled, weren't you?
No, I was not. Not at all. And
now,
you know what?
Here's the thing.
I am a product of the public school system.
George Washington never lied in his life.
He did not, but he did own slaves, didn't he? And is that what they're teaching in school?
He never lied about it.
Is that what you're teaching in school?
He never lied. Yes, of course we are. Yes.
Is that what you're teaching in school?
Yes.
Do you have your own curriculum? No.
Yes.
You are given a curriculum.
George Washington never lied about it. He had slaves and he liked it. And that's why he was a good man, because he never
you
lied.
You are given a curriculum to teach, and you teach that.
And
you don't...
That's right. We give a curriculum, and it says, number one, George Washington owned slaves. He liked it. It was enjoyable. It was relaxing.
Wait a minute. Do you teach that George Washington owned slaves?
Yes.
And that it was relaxing?
He found it relaxing.
But we're asking you. We're asking you, is this what you want to be relayed to I'm not even going to say African-American
children. I'm just saying it's truth.
I'm not going to say the truth.
All right, we got a break. I'm so sorry. Hold on for a minute. I just want to know.
George Washington, as a hobby, owned slaves. It was relaxing. It helped him kind of take his mind off things.
Ms. Bingham, throughout this entire hour, you've been playing a game of bingo at your church, right?
This is Joyful Union Congregation Bingo Fundraiser, right? It's for our whirlwind trip to the Holy Land.